What if the solution to your problem had already been worked out for you? It's an I Heart This mini episode, my friends. I'm Ben Lord. Let's talk about what we love. The story that I'm about to tell is a legend, and it is also true. It is a legend because it did not happen quite the way it is told, and it is true in the way that legends are, even when they didn't actually happen quite the way they are told. The way I heard this legend goes like this. New College, Oxford, is of rather late foundation, hence the name. It was founded around the late 14th century. It has, like other colleges, a great dining hall with big oak beams across the top. These might be 2 feet square and 45 feet long. A century ago, so I am told, some busy entomologist went up into the roof of the dining hall with a penknife and poked at the beams and found that they were full of beetles. This was reported to the college council, which met in some dismay because they had no idea where they would get beams of that caliber nowadays. One of the junior fellows stuck his neck out and suggested that there might be some oak on the college lands. These colleges, of course, are endowed with pieces of land scattered across the country, so they called in the college forester, who, of course, had not been near the college itself for some years, and asked about oaks. And he pulled his forelock and said, "Well, sirs, we was wondering when you'd be asking." Upon further inquiry, it was discovered that when the college was founded, a grove of oaks had been planted to replace the beams in the dining hall when they became beetly, because oak beams always become beetly in the end. This plan had been passed down from one forester to the next for 500 years. You don't cut them oaks. Them's for the college hall. I love this story. I love the jolt of recognition at the end. But my delight at the punchline reveals a kind of cynical expectation, doesn't it? I am surprised because, unconsciously, I believe that this is not what people do. That we are thoughtless, that it is our nature to use up all good things before we give a care. And I suppose that this is not a baseless expectation. Our forebears caught all the salmon till they were gone. They slaughtered the bison and the whales, and they leveled forests, and they turned the cradles of civilization into deserts. But this story reminds me that that is not all they did. The heroes of this story aren't leaders or kings or prophets. They're not even named. They are the generations of foresters who kept something alive and kept a promise to future generations, even when the future generations had forgotten it. This story is about how we can look up from our own myopia and about how we can grow something even when the world around us burns. Look around. The oak beams of New College are everywhere. They are the library that someone started in their living room 200 years ago, and now provides a place for anyone to read. They're the green in the center of town where people can come together and dance. They are national parks where you can still find solitude on a mountaintop. They are the old family Bible that passed down through 5 generations and is now in your charge. They're the plays of Shakespeare and the Pythagorean theorem, and the Greek myths, and an oxygen atmosphere, and a habitable planet. They are the very genes in your cells. All because someone, somewhere, said, "You don't cut them oaks. Them's for the college hall." Whoever it was someone who didn't know you, but they knew you were possible, and that you might need something, and so they kept what they had safe, and ensured that someone else would keep it safe when they were gone. We are surrounded by the oak beams of New College. Like messages sent in bottles across an ocean of time, hoping to be of use in some other shore. Look around. You are the college, the beneficiary of your ancestors, but you are also the forester. What are the oaks in your care? You will get no glory for tending them. You will get no riches. And if you do, those who will one day need them will not even remember your name. But if you do, in their hour of need, they will praise it nonetheless and call you blessed. You could be a forester planting seeds of appreciation in a world that sorely needs it. And one way to do that is to share this episode. Subscribe and stay with us on this journey to listen, to remember, to honor the oaks we hold in trust for those who come after us. And if you have a story about surprising care, I'd love to hear it. You can always reach me at ben@iheartthispodcast.com. iHeart This is written, edited, and produced by me, Ben Lord. Our logo was designed by Brian Imaro Cribbs. Our website is iHeartThisPodcast.com. Thank you so much for listening. And as always, be kind, be curious, and be thankful.